I hate working out.
You hate working out.
I hate it. Let's kick this motherfucking pig.
That would be awesome if I actually had the theme song cued.
Damn
just,
it.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought right there. Let's just let's just do it anyway. Oh god damn it, I don't even have the volume set. Because you were there, I didn't have to prompt you or anything. You were just
I was there. I was on it.
You were ready. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Snapcash, from the makers of Snapchat. A new payment feature that allows users to send and receive money from friends through the app's private messaging service. The new tool is powered by payments company Square, which operates its own similar service called Square Cash. Check them out at snapcash.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a snappy discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Snapcash Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. It's the Cash Free State of Arkansas because I just purchased a car, and I have no cash now.
No, I'm not. Here you go, Adam. But if I wanted to help you out with your car, if I wanted to, like, you know, kick a few bucks to you to help you out with your car, I could use Snapcash.
Yeah,
and I
could.
You know,
yep,
send
do
you.
It.
Send you here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. This is what
only $29,000 to go.
Here's what I don't understand, Adam. Is by the way, hi, this is DI Plus. Welcome to DI Plus. Yada yada. It is 10 p.m. or 10:13 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and then I can chat room this evening.
We have BRP, Crone AFK mostly, Daniel. Oh, sorry, that's you. Gary in KY, Kathy Bacon, Mib, Nico, RC, Good Humor Penguin, and another Mib.
Correct. What I was going to say here, Adam, was this is what I don't understand. Everyone is jumping on this whole Patreon bandwagon, and they're jumping on the Snapcash and the Venmo and all this stuff. You know what? PayPal still has the best fees out of any of them.
You know,
it's like if people were going to
Snapcash.
No, but it is exactly like PayPal. Do you know that if you could go to our website, like, and you click on our PayPal link, there is an option there for you to do a recurring monthly payment to us for whatever amount you would like. So it's just like
pride48.com.
I'm sorry, pride48.com. You can do a recurring monthly payment, just like, you know, just like the same concept as Patreon, other than the fact that we actually get to keep more of the money than Patreon because Patreon takes fees on top of PayPal's fees. So it's like, I don't understand why everyone is just so glomming on to this service that really is just taking more money off the top.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to start a Kickstarter.
Here's the other thing I was going to say.
Go fund me.
If I needed to send you money, I would just do it in Gmail. You know, you can just, in Gmail, there's a thing right there to send someone money. You can just do it right there. It comes out of your service other than just using Gmail to do it.
I don't think you should. I think you should send me money in Gmail. Do it right now, in fact. As much as you would like. I accept cash, money orders, cashier's checks.
Do you accept Venmo?
I will accept whatever. You know, if each of our listeners just gave
wanted
me
to
a
Venmo
dollar.
You. Wanted to Venmo you a dollar, you would get to keep 30 cents
I would
of that.
Have very little of my car paid off.
You but, would have nothing.
But, you know.
You would have, let's see, 10 times 30 is, you'd have $3. So if all of our listeners sent you a dollar and then, no, you'd have 30 cents. That's right. So if all of our listeners sent you a buck, you would get $30, but after the Venmo fees, you would actually only end up with about 30 cents. So there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Maybe $3.
Oh, well.
Maybe $3. Yeah. All right, great. That was fun. All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. What was the title of last week's show? Let's just go ahead and end this now and get out of here and let's quit while we're ahead is my motto.
So Mark and I, you may know this.
I know everything, Adam.
Mark
I believe
and
we've established
I,
this many times. Yes.
We go to restaurants every week. In fact, we call it Restaurant of the Week. That is what we call it.
Do you have a theme song for it?
We don't have like, a theme song, but he put something on Instagram, and I have aspirations to have a website for it, but yeah, you know, we don't have one right now. But maybe I'll work on that. Maybe I'll work. Probably not. But maybe so. Maybe I could just use the Hell's Kitchen theme song. Because that's kind of a restaurant theme song.
It is.
MasterChef.
No.
I don't know. Restaurant Impossible. There's a theme song there. Anyway, so, and I know Joe Batanz is listening right now as he's working out. He's probably not listening live right now, but as if you're listening to this recorded, Joe Batanz is listening to this and he's like, yeah, that's where they go.
Hold on. It's time for the restaurant of the week.
Yeah, so he's thinking to himself, yes. That's loud.
Wow, that's a long, long lead into it. It's that Food Glorious food thing.
It's really loud.
It takes forever to get to the thing.
So
to the bridge.
He's thinking to himself, yeah, they go to crappy Arkansas restaurants and think that they're getting some delicious, or they go to restaurants by Food Network stars and they think these are great restaurants because in LA we have such fabulous restaurants. Whatever. Anyway, we're running out of restaurants here. We've been doing it for like 2 years. So that's a long time to have a new restaurant every week for Arkansas. Anyway. But a new restaurant opened up, ladies and gentlemen, that I would like to tell you about. It's called Twin Peaks. And this, now, I know this is a chain restaurant. I realize, you know, but hey, you know, we're out of restaurants. We're going to anything. Hell, we'll go to like a, I don't know, a taco stand at this point.
I knew
what Twin Peaks was, but I didn't know what a traumatic experience this was going to be. I just didn't realize it. So we walk in. And there are five, look like, I don't know, 12-year-old girls wearing the least amount of clothing you could possibly put on.
Yes.
But shorty shorts that like go, I mean, they're so tight that they're like going up into their slit area, you know, and
The general vaginal area. Yes, yes.
You could count their pubic hairs. These things were so tight. And they're wearing these. I don't think they were even wearing bras, but the shirts that they were wearing were tied in the middle, and they're red plaid, and they're done in such a way that like pushes every bit of girl meat that they've got.
Every bit of girl meat.
Into this, you know, this thing, you know, they've got this, I guess it's called cleavage.
Yes, Adam, it is called
cleavage. And these things are staring me in the face. I walk in and I'm like accosted by these boobs. You know,
you were accosted by the Twin Peaks.
I was. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm gonna eat, I'm gonna have a nice dinner, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm, and all mm-hmm. I can think is, don't you girls have mothers? You know, what are you doing? But I don't, you know, okay, here, I'm a hypocrite because if it were men,
yes,
I'd be fine. But for some reason, because it's girls, it feels so dirty. It feels like my mother, you know? So then we sit down and we order our food.
Yes.
The waitress is so flirty. And I wanted
flirty.
To, yeah, and I wanted to say, honey, we are
to
are
you.
A gay.
Wait. She
yes.
was flirty to you.
To us. Yes.
To both of you.
And I wanted to say, come on. We are obviously on a date. There is no reason for you to flirt with us.
Did you hold hands on top of the table?
Well, no, like, we didn't. And the food, to top yes. it all off, was disgusting.
Disgusting.
It was greasy.
Greasy.
And not in a good way. I mean, not like good food greasy, like, oh, you know, I could eat that, you know, really. Like bad, like froze that, like it was frozen beforehand and they dropped some frozen thing in some oil.
Oh.
Horrible.
Oh, so sorry. So sorry. Let's just get right here to this phone call, shall we, and listen to who it is. Yes, hello.
Hi, guys. Auntie Cruzy here, calling the Celebrity Dish Bone. Glenn A. Lawson, uh-huh. Writer, television writer, Deep. At the age of 77, creator of such shows as Meg and P.I., Nate Rader, Peter Stokely,
what?
And BJ and the Bee. And did I say Nate Rader?
Uh-huh. Yes, you did.
Glenn A. Lawson.
Yes,
dead.
Glenn, dead.
77.
I really like Magnum P.I., so I'm going to give that one to him.
Wait. Hold on a second. I got a question. Is he like making espressos or something? Listen to the background here.
Glenn A. Lawson. Writer, television writer, Deep.
It's like
no,
multiple
he's got,
times. In
he's
the
got that woman in that clip that you play all the time who's doing a demo.
It's the grapefruit thing. All right, cool. Well, congratulations, RT Cruiser,
yep.
for getting Glenn A. Larson. It's absolutely. Oh, it's your dog. Wonder who this is. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Glenn A. Larson.
What?
For creating TV shows such as Quincy Emmy, Magnum P.I., Battlestar Galactica, Knight Rider, and The Fall Guy. Dead at 77.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Right. Excellent.
Well, maybe he felt bad.
I'm sorry, RT Cruiser, that you
already
beat called.
Yourself?
you've already called. Clearly, the first time you called with the BJ and the Bia. And I didn't. I can't see the timestamps on that. How far apart were those?
I'm not looking. I don't know. The timestamp is in the...
No, but RT didn't... Oh, no, he didn't mail his in. So let's see. One of them came in... So the real RT Cruiser, the one that won, came in at 14:37. So 2:37.
Yep.
Does it have seconds on it?
No, just minutes.
Okay, so 14:37. And then the fake RT Cruiser that we just heard there came in at 16:14. Ah, so like a good hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Congratulations to the first call from RT Cruiser.
To the real RT Cruiser, who clearly called in first because he's from Australia. He's in the future, right?
So maybe that second one was someone trying to sound like RT Cruiser. It sounded kind of funny.
Probably. It was like a fake RT Cruiser.
Fake Australian accent.
Exactly. All right. I'm so sorry, Adam. You were talking about how disgusting their food was, and we didn't care. Really, we lost interest long ago.
That was it. It was disgusting. They bring around shot glasses if you buy it. Obviously, you have to buy it. But one of their things that they do is...
Now, it would be an awesome restaurant if they just gave you the shots, though. That would... I mean, you got to admit, that would make up for the lousy food if they just gave you free shots.
And the thing is, I've heard Hooters has really good food.
It doesn't.
Oh, well.
You heard wrong.
Okay. So there you go. I was thinking, well, you know, I'll deal with some boobies if the food is good.
Right.
But no.
Now let me tell you that. Let me tell you this. You know, in my LA trip, I went out there with Joe Batance and we went to dinner before we went to the Magic Castle. And I heard on his show, on that Mike Lawson show starring Joe Batance, that he had said that I had a good point about the restaurant that we ate with. Nico is in the chat room, so he can back me up here. I don't know if you heard the whole show. I remember I was out for a week, so I didn't tell my story about, you know, going to the taco place with Joe Batance. The first, you know, that first night that I was there, we went to a taco place and to a little gay bar afterwards. But the thing is that Joe Batance clearly has a different concept of eating out than I do. And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. That's all I'm trying to say. Because Mike Lawson was like...
food stands.
Because Mike Lawson was sitting there going like, Daniel Brewer's all snickety-boo and he wouldn't eat at that place or whatever. It wasn't that. It was just Joe said, hey, let's go out to dinner and then we'll go to the bar. I assumed we were going to... He didn't say, let's go get a taco or let's just go grab a quick bite or whatever. He presented it as though we were going to go to a restaurant. And so when we arrived at a place that had no seating and only stand-up tables and I needed to use the restroom, and there was no restroom there, I might have sounded distressed because I needed to use the restroom. But it wasn't a matter that I couldn't eat at a table. It's just that I had a completely different mental image of where we were going to go. And that was all. And the following night, I was vindicated the following evening because Joe made us eat, not made us eat, but he had us eat at a place called the Oinkster. Now, if you are in LA and you would like a damn good burger, like an amazing burger, an amazing sandwich, incredibly good food, go to the Oinkster. But I'm going to warn you, it is burgers and fries. Now, they're really, really good burgers and fries. They're amazingly good burgers and fries.
Can you sit down?
You can sit down. But the problem is that we were dressed to go to the Magic Castle, which is shirts and coats and ties.
So.
And it's kind of like, now I would love to eat at this restaurant in a t-shirt. I would love to just rip into that burger. I had to actually get something that was less greasy than what I really wanted because, you know, there's just no good way to eat that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I'm saying. I do know what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
All I'm trying to say is that there's a different... So when you go to dinner with Joe Batance, just remember that his idea of going out to eat is completely different than what your idea of going out to eat is.
I'll just make sure I remind him beforehand that Mark...
Keep that in mind.
Mark doesn't think a hotel is nice unless there's both a robe and slippers.
That's right.
Slippers. For each person, mints
Correct.
On the pillows, and, you know, like Correct. Marble bathtub or something.
That wasn't because he was brought up correctly. But here's what I wanted to say. I am going to go to dinner with some people. I don't know if you knew this or not, Adam. I'm leaving in the morning. It's stupid AM in the morning. I'm leaving to go to Florida for 7 days.
Well, you told me that, right? When we talked the five or six times this last week that we talked, because I'm such a good friend.
You haven't talked
And
to me
we've talked so many times. I think you did mention that. Yes.
Yes. You've not talked. Yeah. No, what I was saying is, so here's the thing. I now no longer live someplace that I could just drive back to my family for holidays. I now live in a place that requires me to fly back home. And to fly from Connecticut or anywhere in the Northeast to down to Florida on the week of Thanksgiving is like 600 and something bucks a person. To do it this week, the first or second week of December, it's like $280 a person. So it's like less than half of the cost for doing it during the Thanksgiving or Christmas week. Now, luckily, my mom's birthday falls this next week on December 8th.
So oh, how convenient.
We just always kind of go down there. And Robert's birthday is December 12th. So we always kind of go down in December to Florida because it's just a cheaper trip to make. It's easier. It's cheaper. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. I hate turkey. I don't like turkey. It's not my fit. I just don't like turkey. So the whole Thanksgiving holiday to me is just really annoying. I don't like Thanksgiving. I don't like sports on TV. I don't like watching the parade. On TV. I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of Thanksgiving. So to me, to stay here and have a frozen dinner and eat and play World of Warcraft all day was an amazing Thanksgiving. I love that. But anyway, so I'm going down to Florida. But what I was going to say, Adam, is that down in the area of Florida where I used to live, where I'm going to go visit, there is a group of podcasters down there. I don't know, maybe you've heard them before. They have this little show called It's That So Babaloo. Have you heard that show?
We're mean because you're stupid.
No, I'm going out to eat with the cast of That So Babaloo while I'm there in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I'm going to be them. Right. I'm going to be going out to dinner with Taffy and Tank and Taylor and Babaloo at the Habana Cafe on Thursday evening. So I will be heading out to dinner with the cast of That So Babaloo. It'll be
now,
good.
Did you ask them, will this be a seated dinner or will this be standing?
I know. See, Taffy and Taylor and I, we're all kind of on that same wavelength. We're all kind of Floridians. We all kind of have that idea. We know it. I know. I don't even need to ask. I know it's going to be a place. We're going to sit down. They're going to have great drinks. It'll be great. The food will be amazing.
They'll have bathrooms.
Yes, they will have bathrooms. They will have seating. They will have a waiter that will come to your table and take your order. That you can make some stupid comment to.
You know, in Joe Batanz's, in his defense, he is Hispanic.
He does not need to be defended, Adam. All I'm saying is that I had a different idea. I'm not saying his idea was wrong. I'm just saying I had a different idea, and therein lies the confusion.
Did he grow up in the United States or did he grow up in like Mexico somewhere? Because maybe, you know, his idea of going out to eat is, you know, walking to the local street vendor where they've got, you know, old meat hanging from a string and they've got these big pots of oil, you know, with flies, you know, jumping in and committing suicide in the oil and everything. And, you know, they fry the meat. I've been to Mexico. I know what it's like. So, you know, just in his defense.
Now, Nico says that the place can't be good if it has seats. I'm just saying. So,
maybe.
We skipped over a lot of calls last week. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. The classic car world's lost a great one today, or the other day. Harold Coker, founder of Coker Tires and inductee into the International Tire Association Hall of Fame. But don't worry, the company will go on with his son, Corky Coker, taking over. Bye.
Up until 10 seconds ago, I didn't even know there was such a thing as the Tire Hall of Fame. So I'm just going to, I don't even know why there would be such a thing as a Tile Hall of Fame.
It does not make one famous, that's for sure.
Excellent.
Tire Hall of Fame.
Excellent. I'm just looking down the list here.
How old is your mother going to be, by the way?
My mom will be 85.
You don't know? It took you that long to figure out how old your mother is going to be? You're like, I'm 40.
She was born in 1927.
Okay. My grandma's 91.
Or was that dad?
I don't know. These are your parents here.
I know, so, but you know, I don't know these. Let's see, 84. Yeah, and she'll be turning 85 because she was born in December of, let's see. So, let's see. 114 minus 27 is 87. That must have been dad. And then she's 3 years younger. Yes. So she's 84. And so, she was born in the 30s. She was born in 1930.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy your trip. You know, if your mom has a theme song next week. Wait, are we not doing a show next week? What?
I arrive back in Connecticut in the afternoon that Tuesday. I will be back home in plenty of time to do our show.
Okay, so I could play her theme song
You could.
For celebrity birthdays, if she has. I mean, I don't know if she has a theme song, but if you she could, does.
It's, well, she's got early stage Alzheimer's, so like maybe memory from Cats.
Oh. Okay, I'll pull that one up. I will have that one ready. I'll have it ready for you.
It's a horrible joke to make, but she won't remember it. Anyway, that was horrible. You know, I'm this is not a laughing matter. It really is. It is very. Mom has early onset Alzheimer's, and she's not to the point where she just forgets major things. She just forgets little things, but she will ask you the same question like 6 or 7 times within a conversation because she doesn't remember that you just answered the question. So it's trying, but on the bright side of things, the Johnny Bird Alzheimer Center at USF, my alma mater, USF, is one of the preeminent Alzheimer's research institutions in America, and she is going there. So there's, you know, the best possible treatment is available for her. So.
Great.
I love my mother. I love my mother. It was a joke. Kathy Bacon, please.
Well, I'll just move it on along and say I've been working out recently.
You have. You know, it looks to me like you have been working out, Adam.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're flexing. They can't see you because they can't see the camera. You're flexing right there. It literally is like, you know, just bulging.
Right.
Bulging biceps.
It was my stomach, but that's okay. So I've been working. So I decided, okay, here is what longer than that, like 8-10 years ago, I purchased P90X, and I have never once gotten through the 90 days.
Never once.
Not once. I have no, you see all these YouTube videos about how, you know, the people show their before picture and 30 days and 60 and 90 and, you know, it works,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, yes.
That is the hardest fucking
But Kathy Bacon loves P90X. Kathy Bacon wholeheartedly endorses the P90X workout.
Let me just tell you something about P90X. Not only is it one of the most strenuous workouts you will ever do, and it's not just one, they're like 13 workouts. Not only are they like the most strenuous, but they are the most complicated dadgum moves. You need like a treasure map and like, you know, and he doesn't say, oh, let me show you how to do this move before we do it 25 times. No, he says, we're going to do cross cut, 5-fist, you know.
If you want to look extraordinary, you're going to first have to go extreme.
Why did we choose P90X? You cannot deny the results.
90 days.
90 days,
then you become this super fit guy.
Gonna teach you over those 90 days how to live a fitness lifestyle so that you're fit the rest of your life.
Now people are constantly asking, what are you doing? Because whatever you're doing is working. I just tell them, P90X.
This is P90X. It's about bringing it. It's about intensity. It's about finding out who you are. It's about finding out if you can get the best shape of your life.
There you go, Adam. It's about bringing it.
Yeah,
really,
this is what he got. He says,
it seems very simple. It's just about bringing it.
He says, you gotta bring it.
Right. Did you bring it? Adam, did you bring it?
I'm trying to bring it, but let me tell you what happens when I try to bring it.
All the boys come to the yard?
So when I'm trying to bring it, but let me tell you, I started last week. After the first day,
yes,
I could not walk straight the next day.
So it's kind of like...
I was literally bent over like an old man.
So it's kind of like bottoming for a really hung guy or something.
Maybe. And then the next day, not only could I not walk straight, but my shoulders and back and butt were hurting. So when I sat down, that was painful too.
So it's exactly like getting bottoming for a really hung guy.
And then I do some other set of workouts that, you know, arms, and then my arms are hurting. I don't know. And so I'm doing it, and I get so angry when I'm working out.
You're not near any sources of gamma radiation, are you?
I hate working out. Okay. And Mark comes in, and he likes to make fun of me because these are all DVDs, and I'm like doing it. And I want to like rip his head. I love Mark, but he comes in today, and he's like, "Boyfie,
what? I'm gonna rip your head off.
I'm trying to bring it. Kempo X right now." And it's like, it's driving me crazy. And I think it's because I look at all, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're happy because, you know, you get all crunchy and you have all the abs and you have all the pecs and the whatever. I have nothing. I have like a keg. And you, how am I going to be happy doing this stuff? I probably will never look like that. And yet I'm busting my ass.
No, Adam.
Yes.
In fairness, I believe the 90 in P90X comes from the length of time that this program runs, a 90-day program. And you're judging this on day 2?
I'm on day 7 now, 6.
Day 7 or day 6. and you have you successfully done all 6 days?
I have, yeah. I mean, I did. You know, today is...
You have brought it. You have brought it 6 days in a row.
Yes, I have. The Kempo X, which is what I did today, is one of the ones that's kind of complicated. Like, he mixes all these different kind of punches. And to me, it's so complicated figuring out, like, the uppercut, hook, right, flank, block, doomahickey, that I don't know if I got my heart rate up enough because I was trying to freaking figure out what he was doing. And it was making me angry. But yes, I'm on... Tomorrow is a rest day. Oh, and Kathy Bacon is right. She said in the chat room that the yoga is the hardest part. Oh, my God.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Wait.
Let me ask you this question. Is it not true that you could, if you wanted to, like, let's say this weekend, you could, if you wanted to, watch the routine where he does the multiple punches and not actually do the routine, but watch it and figure out in slow motion, like what it is that he's doing so that the next time, because I'm assuming you rotate through the same exercises over this 90 day period. So that the next time it comes up, then you will know what it is. I'm just saying you could have done your homework. You could have not only that, you know what, Adam, that's called bringing it. It's called bringing it by doing your homework.
You know, so Kathy says the yoga is 42 minutes. Oh no. Contraire, Kathy Bacon. I don't know whether I'm doing the original P90X, the yoga DVD, an hour and a half. You are in some poses.
Now, hold on a second. In fairness, she probably thinks it's 42 minutes because of the commercials. Because, you know, an hour-long show is going to have about 21 minutes of commercials in it.
I wish. Just fast forward
through those things.
I wish there were commercials. And he's so happy about it. That's so funny. You know, I only got 40 minutes in to the yoga, and I had to stop. I just could not do any more. So I guess I didn't bring it that day. So I'm hoping to do better next week. Kathy Bacon says after 42, it gets easy. So
and
I
she
was
also
two
says,
minutes
say it.
Away.
What does that mean? What is it? She says, Adam, say it. When I chant it, it goes much better. What does she want you to say?
I don't know. I don't know what she wants me to say. I don't. When he tells me to yell at the screen, I don't do that. Mark is in there. I feel embarrassed enough already. He's watching. Sydney is like under my feet, you know, like licking my legs, trying to get in my way. And Mark is staring at me saying, boyfie, go. I'm so proud of you, boyfie.
Now, does Mark like sit on your back while you do the push-ups and like he sits in a lotus pose on the back while you do the oh, by the way, BRP apparently is Sky in South Carolina. Hi, Sky. I didn't know that was you. So it's
anyway, Sky. I'm bringing it. So we'll see after 90 days if I am ripped.
Do you have pictures? Do you have photographic evidence of your before and your after and all those kind of things? Let's just get right here to the meat of it. And yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys, it's Archie Cruiser here, calling for the Liberty Dish Phone. I'd like to report the death of Jovian Villemure. Jovian, better known by his stage name of Zubu Mafu, died on Monday at age of 20.5 at the Duke Lemur Center. He spent his entire life there, but he also starred in the PBS kids show Zubu Mafu, hosted by Chris Croft. So, goodbye to Jovian, better known as Zubu Mafu the Lemur.
All right, so here's my question.
Was R.T. Cruiser taking some estrogen pills?
I think so, yeah. I think R.T. Cruiser was maybe a little sped up there. He's a byproduct of the Coriolis effect, I'm pretty sure. So here's my question, though, Adam. Is Zubu from PBS, kids show?
I have no idea who that is.
Sorry.
I mean, you can give it to him if you'd like, but I don't know who that is. Zubu the lemur?
It's a lemur. Didn't we say that we weren't accepting animals?
I'm sorry, R.T. Cruiser, but to win this game, you got to bring it.
You got to bring it. You got to absolutely bring it. I think you got these two confused. So let me just... Hello.
Hey there, guys. It's Trinidad calling for Celebrity Death Phone. And this probably isn't going to mean much for the younger generation, but for the older generation, it might. But the lemur from Zubumafu has passed away. So
the Boomafu.
Dead at 20.5 years, 20 and a half years. Anyway, dead.
Yeah.
I wonder if you make a nice stole or a muff or a pair of mittens or something. Too soon?
Oh, nice dismount, both of you. Very, very good.
Hey, very good. Excellent
very
dismount
good.
There. You know, no, the, so the, how can it be for old timers if the lemur is only 20 years old? And that means you were a kid watching a kid show 20 years ago, which means that you yourself are like in your 20s. So just saying.
Well, no, then you would have been like zero when you were watching it. You'd be like 24, 25.
Right, 24, 25. That's not an old timer by any stretch
of the
imagination.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, and probably in Turnip Head's book, that's an old timer. You know, he probably goes, no, that's not true. He doesn't go for younger guys, does he? I don't know.
No.
Actually, I don't think he discriminates.
Who?
Turnipet. I think he likes all
no,
guys.
No, yeah. Turnipet is an equal opportunity. You know what? He texted me the other day because of he wanted to make sure that I was all right, and he caught me at a really bad time because I was doing something else and I didn't reply to him. So I'll have to reply to him. But thank you, Turnipet, in case I forget, because I have to get up at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Thank you, Turnipet.
Yes. Let's see. You know what I wanted to say, Adam, real quick, is my Thanksgiving, as I made allusions to earlier, my Thanksgiving was spent eating frozen pizza and playing World of Warcraft, which I had a wonderful weekend doing that. But I did sneak out of the house at one point in time and go and see Big Hero 6. Have you seen this movie, Big Hero 6?
Is that the one with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man looking thing?
It is not, Adam. It is the one with the space-aged personal health care robot named Baymax, who is made out of inflatable vinyl because it makes him very, you know, huggable and intended
okay,
to be.
Okay, so the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Not the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It is indeed a robot named Baymax.
I have not seen it yet, but I have intentions to see it.
The movie is filled with many feels. I'm going to say that right now. There are many feels in that movie. If you're the type of person that, you know, cries at a movie, you will be crying during that movie. Take a box of tissue. Not that kind of movie, but, you know, take, you know, just be prepared.
I bet you cried.
I bawled like a little baby. I cried many times.
I don't know. Sometimes I cry occasionally, but probably not as often as you. I see you as a boo-hooer.
I do. I cry at television commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not going to get the, she's like, dog can't find the bacon. I don't know why the dog can't find the bacon. Yeah. That's all he wants is the bacon. And I don't understand why he can't get it.
So was it a good movie? Alma said, was it a good show?
Nico in the chat room says it was an amazing. Yes, it was. It was a very good movie. Let's say yes. Hello.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Scott. You know, Seder69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder Spear podcast.
Yes, yes.
I'm calling because former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry has died at 78. Oh, I'm not sniffing because I'm sad. I'm the cocaine. Sorry. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you see, it was a cute joke until he ruined it by telling us that he was sniffing cocaine because I knew what he was doing, and you wouldn't have known, and then it would have been funny because you would have been all confused. He's like, "Why was he sniffing?"
Oh, I knew.
And then you wouldn't have gotten it.
I am a worldly man. I know all about the world.
It's a way to ruin the joke, Seder.
And cocaine.
I thought it was crack. Anyway, Marion.
Some blow.
Marion Barry.
5 minutes ago.
Marion Barry. Yes. Thank you.
Is it called?
No, actually, Big Hero 6 was a very good movie. It, you know, it's funny because it was set in the city, in the imaginary city of San Francisco. Yeah, San Francisco.
You know, Google Docs is doing this weird thing where it randomly deletes stuff that I put in there. Like this,
right,
I don't know. I don't know if this sheet is corrupt or what.
It makes perfect sense that Google Docs used by millions of people would just randomly be deleting things only on your account. That makes absolutely perfect sense, Adam. I'm sure it's absolutely nothing that you did. You know, tell me about your Christmas presents, Adam, so that we can move on to a different segment.
This is really short. I hate buying Christmas presents because I don't know what to get for anyone. And the weekend was, you know, the Black Friday happened, all the deals, Cyber Monday. And I searched. But I don't know what to get anybody. I mean, that's all I wanted to say, really. It's going to be really short because I just want to hand people checks.
You know what you can do, Adam? Just use Gmail. Just Gmail me some money.
Because I'm so afraid that I'm going to get something that someone doesn't like. And if I'm going to buy them a present, I want them to like it. But it's so stressful to me.
So stressful. Sky says just get him a dildo or two.
You know, that's so funny because I was looking at, you know, top 15 presents to get your mother for Christmas or whatever. And there was a Huffington Post article from last year, I think, that had a dildo on there as one of the items. And I'm like, what? I'm not going to get my mom the vibrating bunny number 3 or whatever it's called.
No, you wouldn't do that. You would get her a gift certificate and let her pick out her own, really, right. Is what you would do. Anyway, you know what? You can never go wrong with Amazon gift cards, is what I'm trying to say, because they sell everything. Yes, hello.
Hi, guys. Artie Cruiser here for Celebrity Deathstone. Mike Nichols, EGOT winning director, teed in 83, known for such films as The Gidgery, Working Gear, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Closer, Julie Wilson's Bull, The Birdcage, and Angels in America, teed in 83.
What was the name of the person?
Mike something.
Okay, Mike something.
Do what he wrote. Who directed Working Girl? Working Girl. Let's see. It was directed by Mike Nichols is who died. Nichols.
I just want all you people to know who are trying to do impersonations. We get enough dadgum calls from RT Crew. We don't, you know, I don't want to say that. Every single call from here on out is going to be, everyone's going to say they're RT Cruiser now.
Yeah. You know, but it's okay because I'm looking over here at the contact section and I don't see any Walmart troubleshooting calls this week. So I guess that bit didn't catch on. So, you know, at least one of Joe Batanza's bits is catching on is what I'm trying to say. You know, Sky makes a really excellent point here. It's like, you know, you could pretty much get your mom anything as long as you don't get her a Clone a Willy kit.
Yeah, well, I won't. I won't get her that.
Yeah, did not. Want for to sure. So, yeah, let's just do that and do this. The news.
We're letting that technology stuff get really old.
You know what? In the technology segment, there's the Amazon Echo and the thing about the Facebook groups having a separate app for the iPhone and Android. And it's like both of those things are just kind of meh, and I don't care. So
I'm interested in getting the Amazon Echo.
Echo.
Anyway, so a woman was kicked off a flight, off a U.S. Airways flight in Connecticut because her pet pig was pacing around and stinking up the cabin.
Hold on. So what you're saying is...
must be funny what I'm saying. Because
what you're saying is that something was kicked off that plane.
Oh, that's true. Yes, that is true. A pig was kicked off the plane.
So they said, let's kick this pig.
They did, yes.
Sorry.
Okay. I don't think that's a rule. But anyway, so other travelers thought that the woman was schlepping a dark-colored duffel bag over her shoulder when she boarded the plane on Wednesday.
Does this come from, like, the Jewish time or something? She was schlepping something over her shoulder. Is that a...
I don't know. NY Post thinks that's what she was doing. She was schlepping.
Pretty much.
But it turned out to be a 70-pound potbelly pig.
Yes.
Which became disruptive before the plane took off.
Sit down, folks.
Yeah. There was a person, Skolnick, who was seated next to the pig, was furious about the woman's four-legged travel buddy.
Furious. He wrote an angry letter to the airlines, I'm sure.
She tethered it to the armrest next to me and started to deal with her stuff, but the pig was walking back and forth. I was terrified.
Terrified of a pot-belly pig.
I was thinking, I'm going to be on the plane with the pig. Crew members asked the woman and her porky pal to leave after passengers complained he was, well, nice, hogging too much space.
Oh, womp, womp.
Yeah.
The pig was hogging too much space. No, wait. I did that wrong. It's like, it's kind of like one of those things where they like, and now weather, right? It's just like going like, 14 people died on the interstate today in a horrible traffic accident that beheaded the mayor of the city. In other news, a woman was kicked off a plane today with her pet pig because they thought it would hog all the service. Yeah, and now let's go to the weather with Kent Stevens.
Thank you, Dan. Okay. A man underwent surgery to have 50 maggots removed from his nose.
Oh, dear God.
Before they destroyed his face and killed him.
Wait, Sater died?
No, before it killed him. He lived, I think. The painstaking operation to remove the creatures, which had buried deep inside his sinuses, took 2 hours, doctors said. The man was suffering from nasal miasis, where the nose and sinuses become infested with the larva of flies. So there's a name for that?
Yes, it's called nasal miasis.
You go in and I'm sorry, sir. It looks like you have nasal miasis. Anyway, flies lay their eggs in or around a person's nose.
I'm just going to say this publicly right now. I don't care how I actually die. I insist that my obituary read that I died of nasal miasis.
Anyway, I'm sure he's fine now. Lastly, because this is a heartwarming story.
It's a heartwarming story about a man triumphing over pain.
And it was Thanksgiving, so we should have a good one. So Random Acts of Pasta is Matt Tribe's latest act of kindness. The Ogden, Utah resident was one of the recipients of the 1,000 never-ending pasta passes that Olive Garden sold for $100 on September 8th.
Yes.
Instead of using that pass for himself, he used the pass to feed the homeless. The pass offered unlimited pasta, breadsticks, salad, and Coca-Cola beverages for 49 days.
It's a carbapalooza.
That's exactly right. So Tribe was going to use the pass for himself, but quickly realized that it was too much for him. So he began feeding random people, including friends and family. Then Tribe realized that he could do much more with his pass. That's when he turned to feeding the homeless. So it says it was one of the most fun and fulfilling things I've ever done. He said,
now, did he bring the homeless people into the restaurant to eat, or did he like get a bunch of takeout bags?
Said over the 7 weeks that his pass worked, Tribe visited the Olive Garden 11 times and used the pass 125 times.
Wow.
The most he used it one day was 9 times, and the most locations he visited in one day were 5. He said he only used the pass on himself 14 times. He wrote on his blog that one of the interesting things he learned was that not one person was pissed that they received free Olive Garden.
Why would they be pissed? Yeah, exactly. Apparently, we have a Kent Stevens fan in the chat room here. Also, the Good Humor Penguin reports that last week, when he was walking to the bank, he saw a guy walking two dogs and a potbelly pig.
Wow. Well, anyway, so this guy
they were not
people.
Kicked off the play.
I'm
sorry. What?
That's it. So he.
Oh, that's the news. Well, there you go. That's the news.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. You know what? Today is such a special fiesta.
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
You know, I'm going to Florida, and I will be seeing my grand niece, Annabelle, who looks a lot like Dora the Explorer.
Really? How much like Dora the Explorer?
She does. She has a little Dora haircut, and she's a Guatemalan baby, so she has a little Dora haircut and everything. Well, she's no longer a baby; she's like 5. I'm going to Disney with her because she's 5 now, and that's an awesome time to go to Disney with someone when they're 5. So.
All right, so here we go.
Here we go.
Here is the first one. Love this song.
Okay.
Oh.
Pray help from above.
Very loud. This is In the Midnight Hour by Billy Idol.
Yes. It's called Rebel Yell, actually.
Oh, Rebel Yell. Okay, it's Rebel Yell. All right.
That is
I knew
the song.
It, but it's important. It is by Billy Idol, who it must be Billy Idol's birthday.
It is Billy Idol's birthday. Billy Idol is 59 years old.
Really? I would have thought he would have been much older than that.
Nope.
Maybe he just looks much older than that.
He could. He could.
Billy Idol did not exactly live a tame life of...
I haven't seen Billy Idol recently, so I don't know how old he looks.
Yeah, if only there was some internet-networked system of computers whereby you could type in the word Billy Idol and the Google images and see, a picture of
him. Well, I could, but I just, I didn't do that when I was doing my research for this segment of the show. Because it doesn't matter. You know, I'm not shallow. I'm not all about,
Yes,
looks.
You are. You're like the most... Literally, Adam, is like if I were to look up shallow in the dictionary...
All
there
right,
would be a retouched.
Birthday.
There would be a retouched photo of your face next.
No cartoon image. All right, here's the next one.
This is Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Yep.
Is this Bette Midler?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
And then is now. Oh, something. Anyway, his number came up. I know she didn't originally sing that song, but I like her version of it. So anyway, Bette Midler is 69 years old.
69 years young. I just posted a picture of Billy Idol as he appeared a few months ago in the chat room. So.
All right. So let me pull up this one real quick.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's on death's door. I'm just saying he looks older than 59.
You know, he looks like, this is going to be ironic sounding coming from me. So sorry, everyone. But he looks like one of those guys that's trying to look younger than he is.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is he is technically younger than, how old is he again, 59?
He still has the spiky hair. He's
Isn't Big Fatty 59 or is Big Fatty 58?
He's 59. Oh, I don't know how old Big Fatty is, but Billy Idol is 59.
Great.
And he apparently still struggles with drug addiction.
You know, Big Fatty is coming here for New Year's.
I heard that. All right, here's the...
Ow!
Sorry, my volumes are all over the place.
Oh, this is a theme song. It's a rare condition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue. I never watched this show, but it's got a... It's like he says the title of it here, doesn't he?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, Full House maybe? I don't know.
No, it's not Full House.
Okay, I don't know.
So,
I know it's from a theme song that I mean from a sitcom that I never watched.
It is a black family.
That's why, right there. I never watched it because it had a black family on it.
It's a black family. Does that help you at all?
All I can think of when you say black family is that horrible year on The Amazing Race when the African-American family was actually named the black family and Phil actually had to say at the mat, black family, I'm sorry, you have been eliminated from the race. And that just sticks in my head right there. But anyway, go ahead. It was, they're saying it's the Hughleys or the Hurleys.
No.
Family Matters, someone
family
said.
Family Matters, yes.
I'd never watched that show.
Well, I think you'll recognize who this is, Jaleel White.
Jaleel White. He was that guy.
I can't think of that guy's name.
Urkel.
Steve Urkel.
Urkel. Urkel.
Yeah, that was his only thing that he ever did. He was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he's kind of hot.
Where stars go to die. Really? You think he's hot?
Wait, you don't?
No.
No.
So Jaleel White is 38.
Wait. We're talking about Jaleel White and you don't think he's hot.
Correct. I don't think he's hot. Should I?
Yes, you should. You need your eyes checked.
Oh, well, I'll have them checked. I will.
Okay.
All right.
He's 38.
Happy birthday, Steve Urkel.
No, Jaleel White.
He was just, you know what he was? He was the black version of Screech. From Saved by the Bell.
But doesn't Screech do porn now?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that. I didn't know. That's interesting. I should look that up. All right. Here is our next one. Let me...
Trying to find a picture here of Jaleel White.
Back just a little bit. All right. You've got a
friend in me. Oh, this is the theme to Toy Story.
Yes, it is.
And this person singing it is Randy Newman.
Yes, it is Randy Newman. So whose birthday is it?
Is it Randy Newman's birthday?
Why, yes, Daniel. It's Randy Newman's birthday.
Excellent.
Randy Newman, who wrote and singing.
Yes, he wrote many songs. He was quite a prolific songwriter, I believe.
The Toy Story theme.
Yes.
We all have a friend in him.
I'm getting texted by a friend of the show, Joe Batance, who says Jaleel White is not hot at all. Anyway,
he's 71 years old.
In fact, I have a special, you know, because I don't know. You would have no way of knowing this, I guess. I have deep, deep connections into the music industry. And because of that, I have a clip of a Randy Newman song that's never been released. Do you want to hear that?
I would love to hear it. I'm sure everyone else would, too.
I have to find it here. So, you know, in my extensive collection here, let's see. Go ahead. Can you continue while I try to find it here?
Do you want me to go on to the next birthday or?
Yeah, go ahead to the next birthday because, you know, it's fine. It's Randy Newman. We'll get to it. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if you get this one. I don't know. I'm betting against you.
And Mike Lawson would get it. You want a hot buddy?
You
want a
Bugatti? You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch. You want a Lamborghini? Sit in martinis. Look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch.
Okay. You want a little fizz? I have no idea who this is. It's Britney Spears.
Yes, Britney Spears. And this is one of her recent songs. I know she can't sing, but her songs are really catchy.
It's because Mr. Mike has friended me on Scruff and sent me that message.
She did it at her concert.
It's Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is, let me look. Britney Spears is not 71. She's 33 years old.
Okay, great.
Anyway, those are your birthdays. Those are your celebrity, non-Pride 48 celebrity birthdays.
I found these. These are like, I don't know if you've ever heard of promo cuts. Have you ever heard of promo cuts?
Like promos for things?
Yeah. Like little, like a musician will like kind of like make a little promo of a song that they're working on, whatever, you know, that then, you know, goes to producers and then they decide whether they're going to make the song, you know, like flesh it out and actually do it. So I actually have a few of Randy Newman's early promos. This is one he did. He was working on a theme for The Passion of the Christ, that film. He was working on a theme for that. It went
now,
something like that.
Now here's the thing. That works.
Wait, wait, let's see. Get it right here. Here's the theme from Passion of the Christ by Randy Newman.
Running round Jerusalem town, them nasty Romans trying to keep you down. Got no shoes, but hey, good news. One day you're gonna be the king of the Jews. Crucifixion was a rough way to go, but Mel Gibson made a whole lot of dough. Nobody believed that he could win. Go, Jesus, go.
So that was an early promo for Randy Newman's.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
He also did a theme. One. Yeah, he also did. He tried to do a theme for The Lord of the Rings. You want to hear that one?
Sounds similar.
It was still a promo. You know, sometimes you reuse pieces.
Found a ring, pretty little thing, but now it's gone and messed up everything. It's looking dire. To save the Shire, you're gonna have to chuck the ring in the fire. Look out, Frodo, it's that Gollum man. He bit the precious right off your hand. Nobody believed that he could win. Go, hobbits, go.
There you go. A little promo.
Wow. Well, you know, that's really good reuse of a melodic theme.
One of the things that he made a theme song for Catching Up the Podcast. I don't know if you, did you hear that one?
I haven't heard any of these. These are all new.
This is Randy Newman. He was working on a theme for Catching Up the Podcast. And oops, I hit the wrong button. Ah, I've lost Randy Newman. Hold on. I got to get back to Randy Newman here. He's, that was such a good bit too. And I just lost it right there. Soundboards. I have to go back to the default soundboard there. Okay, right here we go. Randy Newman, theme to Catching Up with Joe Batanz. Yep, see, it was great. It was...
You know, ironically enough,
go Mexicans, diabetes, go.
Mexicans like goat meat, I think.
In fact,
you know, some of those creatures hanging in those roadside stands are probably goats. Goat meat.
Do we have any more birthdays?
No, I think you normally read Pride 48 birthdays at this point.
I do read Pride 48 birthdays, and I would like to say a very, very happy birthday to George in Atlanta. Did I already say that one? George in Atlanta. Tom in the Chicago's Gay Country West, and Pod is my co-pilot, Taylor, whose birthday is on the 5th.
Well,
and you know what? I'm going to be having dinner with him on the 4th.
Maybe happy birthday.
Maybe I'll give Taylor some cake. I'm just saying.
Some latte.
Some latte. Oh, and because I dug deep into my thing there to get Randy Newman, now I've lost Dora. Where's Dora? I know that makes you extremely happy because you hate Dora, but...
No! I love Dora.
You hate Dora. I like the way it just like no fade in or anything. It just really like whatever. Let's try that again. A little bit more class here. That was our birthdays. Happy birthday from TI Plus.
Birthday to you.
You know, ordinarily I would be playing the contact music right now, and but we've had no contact.
I'm muted. There is no contact. We have no contact.
No contact here at the show.
No, that's true. You're not moving the celebrity death phone calls. How do you even know where you are in the list?
There's only one left because remember I played that bottom one. I played it, that I moved it up and played it at the same time that I played that one. See? And so all I have is this one left. Right, right. Oh, and of course the death phone is not ringing. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. I think Cruiser again for the celebrity death phone. Duchess of Alba. Most titled person in the world and the richest person in Spain. Dead at 88.
No.
Bye. The Duchess of Alba, the richest woman in Spain.
I don't think so. But if you want to give it to him, whatever. I don't see that as a famous person.
Now, I'm going to post a picture in the chat room. And I'm not going to say anything here. I'm just going to leave this without comment. I'm sure you have a comment on it, Adam. I'm just going to say that at some point in time, no matter how much money you have, plastic surgery just should not be an option for you. It should not be an option for you, no matter how much money you have. She looks like Madam. She looks like like Waylon Flower should have his hand up her ass.
Well, I think that was a poor. Yeah. Well, anyway, yes, I think they did a bad job. I don't know how old she was in that picture, and I don't know if it's possible to do a good job on somebody of that age.
Now, we have not given it to him at this point. You say no. You know, I say, you know, Waylon Flowers and Madam was a well-known act, and clearly it looks as though perhaps the Duchess of Alba.
Well, you know, whatever. Okay.
I give it.
Duchess of Alba. Is she related to Jessica Alba?
Yes, she's Jessica Alba's great 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 grandmother.
Okay,
you know, I should have said something other than grandmother.
Oh, and you know that wasn't the last one. We have four more.
No, we don't. Those are losers. We play them at the end of the show.
No, we have four more winners.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. We have four losers.
You played Alba. There are four cards underneath that I just added today. So far,
well,
everything...
you can't just go and add them today.
No. I mean, before the show, I added them.
No, we'll play them next week.
You're missing them. I don't know how you're not seeing that they're above.
All right, I see them right there. Yes, I see Kathy Bacon, RT Cruiser, RT Cruiser, and RT Cruiser. We'll play them next week.
Okay.
We'll play them next week. I was saying, Adam, it's just, I've got to get on a plane at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Stupid o'clock, yeah. I heard that. That you have to get on a plane in the morning at stupid o'clock.
I have no idea. I have none.
I heard.
I'm zero. I'm out of it.
Are you going back to L.A. perhaps?
No, I'm going to Florida. I'm not going back to L.A.
Well, I have no idea. because if you were going back to L.A., instead of going to a stand-up place to eat, you know, you could go to a
greasy place. Right.
Yeah.
Where would I go, Adam?
It's a damn bathhouse.
Oh, crap. I was killed by the volume button. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Where you can also report any celebrity deaths, or, this is very important, if you have any problems with your holiday shopping at Walmart, any kind of problems with any Walmart store, please call our Walmart hotline here at 229-234-7587. Please remember to give us the store number and your exact problem and how it is that we can help you, because, you know, we're all about giving here at TI Plus.
Right.
So I just want to let you know that. So I'm on a plane. I'm in Florida. I will say hi to the pod as my co-pilot. I'm sorry, to the All About Babaloo kids. And it'll be great. It'll be fun. And chat room, stick around, because Joe Batanz just texted me and he wants us to like grab him real quick and talk. I don't know. It's something. Surprise, is Joe Batanz. I don't know. What the hell. Anyway, good night, chat.
Night, David.